Really good young player. Height, weight, speed, big school, only 20 years old. Had all the tools. You know, he all the tools to be a starter, and he's the highest graded player on our board, you know, beyond the guys with issues. So I'll take any questions about Eli.
Jerry, did you take Tunsil off your board after the
victory? No, I'm not talking about that, Kim. I'm not talking about who's on our board, who's off our board. No.
How surprising was it the way that this played out?
We got scouts who did a nice job with the board, and the board came off very similar to, you know, the names came off very similar to how we had them stacked up there.
Was trading down ever a possibility?
I don't know if it was ever a possibility. We got a call. We didn't like it, and we stayed where we were. I'm sorry.
You mentioned there was ever a possibility to trade up.
Was there ever a possibility to trade up? There's always a possibility to trade up if you want to pay the price to trade up. Yeah, there's always a possibility to do that.
Price too high in this?
Absolutely. The price is too high.
Were you concerned going in that the Titans and Bears might do what they did?
Well, Ralph, you never know what people are going to do during the draft. You know, we knew there were going to be 9 picks in front of us, you know, and obviously, you know, people say they knew or thought, you know, something was going to happen in front of us. You don't know that. Nobody knows until the name is turned in. So we're very happy to have this player. This player is a good player. You know, he's a terrific young player. And it's a need pick. You know, it's a value pick where we had him ranked, and it's absolutely a need pick. Look out there and see our corner depth, and you you guys can see that.
You mentioned big school. Does that upgrade a prospect?
Well, you like to get kids who've played in big-time programs. You know, it's not the end-all, but kids come from big programs are, you know, usually more ready to jump in and play at this level.
Can he play in the slot? Is that something you envision?
Yeah, I think he can play all over. You know, he is big. He's big. He's over 6 foot. You know, he's 200-pounder, ran 4.4. He can play somewhere back there for us.
Do you envision him starting immediately?
Well, you know, everybody has to come in and earn their spot, you know, for the New York Giants. But we think he has starter caliber tools.
Do you look at him as solely a cornerback, or do you think he's a guy who can play safety?
No, he's a corner.
Did you have to alter your board at the last minute here today? Is that something that you?
You know, I tell you guys every year during the draft, something funny happens, you know, and it's no different this year.
Jerry, when you did. I know you don't want to speak specifics about players you might take off, but you said the highest player on our board beyond the guys with issues. So clearly, I mean, was that in specific relation to things?
I'm not calling anybody's name. I said just beyond the guys who had some issues. He was the highest guy on our board. I'm not. It's not fair to call anybody's name.
Because Bernard Hargreaves plays the same position and went one pick later, can you explain to us from a scouting perspective?
We thought he was a better player. That's all you need to know, Dan. We thought he was a better player. We had him ranked higher. We thought he was a better player. We think Hargreaves is a good player. We thought this guy was a better player.
Jerry, how would prospect-wise, how would this guy compare with Prince when Prince came out?
Yeah, that's been so long ago. You know, I've looked at hundreds of guys since Prince came out. I don't know if it's fair to try to couple him with Prince. We just know that he's a terrific young player with a huge upside, highest guy on board, and a neat pick. Very excited to have him.
No disappointment at all when the Bears jumped up.
No, you don't get disappointed up here, man. You just stay with your board, and when they come off, they come off. Nobody's crying in there when somebody gets picked. You know, okay, who's the next best guy available? And we think we got a really good player.
When the Bears traded up, did you assume that that's who they were going to
be? Well, you never know. You never know what guys do. You know, people can say, yeah, well, you know, we knew or we thought that was going to happen. There were some possibilities that it could happen, but it happened, and we're not looking back.
You go through scenarios nonstop in the days coming up. Is this one that you went through? Or?
We try to go through every scenario, Jordan. And
did you go through this one?
Yeah, we try to go through every scenario.
Jerry, you talked about a need. I mean, since most of the time there's only 2 cornerbacks on the field, one of the other 2 possibly a safety? DRC or Jenkins or?
No, well, when you have 2 corners in this league, you know, you're short one, you know, because, you know, the offensive teams throw the ball so much, and you know, you got to have three quality corners to really get out there and function at a high level, I think. And this guy gives us three quality guys, you know, with that can play. We think we can play with anybody around the league with these three kind of guys.
Jared, if teams were willing to deal tonight, perhaps get another first-round pick in some way, would you entertain the offer?
We keep all our options open.
Jerry, Eli Apple was talked about, I guess, recently within the last 24, 48 hours, referred to by an anonymous scout questioning his life skills. Is that anything that you guys worried about?
Yeah. Well, you hear everything, man. It's all people talk about. The draft is a phenomenon now. You know, people talking about, you know, half the stuff people are talking about, they don't know what they're talking about. And, there's stuff spewed all over the place. We listen to our scouts. We do the work. I mean, this guy's a good player. He's clean. We don't have any issues with him.
You care about his cooking?
I don't care about his cooking.
Jerry, there's clear up the perception about whether you could have gotten him further down in the round.
Well, you can always say that, and you say, well, we'll be cute, and we'll move back, and the next pick is the guy you want, you know. So you can always speculate on about where you could have got him. Or, you know, people might say, well, they could have moved back later and got him. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows that.
Jerry, Eli has some great experience concerning in college football's biggest stage. He was the MVP of the 2016 Fiesta Bowl. He has a Big Ten championship. He has a college football national championship. How much did that play into your decision?
Well, you know, all that's part of the equation, but, you know, what he does on the field, how he played, he's a big-time player, big-time program. He's 20. He's got a huge upside. He's the highest player on our board. It's a need pick. You know, we're very happy to have Eli Apple on the New York Giants football team.